Now, how did you get involved in teaching?
Yeah, well, I went to university for a music degree because I had great music teachers myself back where I grew up, and thought that was a viable way to get some education. Well, at Western for the music program, I decided that teaching was probably the realm I wanted to go to as opposed to performance, and then pursued the education side of things, went to Western for Teachers College, and really just, you know, loved music, and I wanted to share that. But I think it really started with great teachers myself showing me that, you know, not only is it a viable career, but it's a career that, you know, you can love going to work to every day.
What do you see now, now that you're the teacher and you've got the students, what are you getting out of the experience now? Or it puts it in a little bit different light. Now the tables are turned. Now you're the teacher.
Well, I think I'm getting the ability to be able to see them grow and learn and, find the passion that I had in music. And as I say to most of them, a lot of the time, you know, you don't have to become a music teacher, but I think having something that you're passionate about, you enjoy doing, and can just go out and be able to perform or play or just enjoy music. So I think what I get out of it is just that enjoyment for sharing my passion and love for what I do.
In your 20 years, what's been one of the biggest challenges you've had? That may all be overshadowed by this year, but has there been something else in the past?
Well, I think the pandemic probably has been the biggest challenge. But I think that if we put the pandemic aside, I was thinking about this question as well. And I think probably the biggest challenge is finding new ways to keep kids interested as we are, you know, moving through different generations and eras, and keeping them interested in what we're doing performance wise, playing. And then I think stretching myself to be able to look and say, okay, what's working, what's not working, and be able to, you know, change my teaching style or my way of delivering, you know, what the government has said is the curriculum, to be able to meet the needs of the students that are in front of me. And every couple of years that seems to change a bit. And so just trying to keep it fresh for them and interesting is, I think, been sort of the biggest overall challenge.
As a teacher, and you've been at this for some time, part of what we're doing is seeking advice from teachers. For someone that may be one of your students, but doesn't necessarily have to be, what advice would you give them for getting involved as a career in teaching?
I think if they're passionate about, you know, working with young people, that's sort of the first and foremost thing that you have to think about, whether or not, you know, working with whatever age group it happens to be, whether it's, you know, younger kids or whether it's, you know, high school kids or even to the university side of things, you have to be passionate about helping. Obviously, patience is one of those things that need to fall into the game. But also, I think being able to adapt, just, you know, being able to go with the flow, that there's always change. There's always new things, new ideas, and to not always just follow what you happened to do last year, for you to be expanding and growing in your learning as well as your teaching. One, it keeps it interesting, but two, it also allows for, you know, the students to be able to grow along with you and essentially, you know, teach you as well.